attackers, the enemy is trying to prohibit the word of God, but enemy is a defeated foe and he's a liar. Hallelujah. He can never do anything to the saints of the Lord. So there are seven things that are very much required for you and me to realize as a Christian pilgrim. So if you're really a pilgrim, if you're really walking and not stopping, if you're really just going through, you and I need to see whether these characteristics are there, because this is what the Holy Spirit put in my heart today. This is what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart today. A pilgrim will have a certainty in character, because a pilgrim, so-called Christian. Christian means the one that has Christ in him, or the one that is Christ-like. That's what it means. So Christ in you, it makes you a Christian. Hallelujah. So if I'm a Christian pilgrim, I have to show the image of Christ in my life. Which means, I told you that pilgrim means traveler, a traveler that just doesn't stop, but he goes sure to into a holy place. That's what the Collins English Dictionary clearly states. Hallelujah. So the first and the foremost characters, we are going to meditate on the book of Hebrews. That's what we read in 1 Peter, that living all the flesh, realizing that you and I are a stranger and pilgrim, and nothing on the earth belongs to you, because you're going to leave this earth with empty hands. I once again want to remind you, Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great conquered the whole world, but when he died, he told the soldiers to bury him with his hand outside. The reason because is, Alexander wanted to tell you and me that he has conquered the whole world, but he's going with an empty hands. No matter who you are, where you're from, what you do today, you and I have to go with empty hands. So your focus, my focus, should be on the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So let's meditate on the word, the characteristics of Christian pilgrims. Number one, Hebrews chapter 11, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. The first characteristic, or the first and the foremost characteristic of a true Christian pilgrim. This is what is required. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. I'm going to read it. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after he received for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, knowing whither he went. Hallelujah. So the scripture portion is from Hebrews 11 and verse 8. Hallelujah. The first and the foremost characteristics of a Christian pilgrim is obedience to the call. Obedience to the call. Today the Lord calls everyone. Well, I told you, if you're commissioned by the Lord, if the Lord has commissioned something in your life, the commission will always have a confirmation. Hallelujah. So the first thing is being obedient to the call of God. So the Lord spoke to Abraham. Here we see in Hebrews 11, we see Paul is there, we see this is what is stated. In 11 and 8, it says, when he was called, he obeyed the call. Today, so many of us in our lives live a life that we want to live, do what we want to do, think what we want to think, walk as we want to walk, but we don't really obey God. We think and we feel, we call ourselves that we are obeying God, but we are really not obeying God. Hallelujah. So the obeying the call of God is very much important in our lives. Are we really hitting to the word of God? Friends, we need to look into the life of Elijah. Elijah never spoke any word unless and until it was released by God. Elijah never spoke a word unless until the Lord spoke to him and he had a call from God. Hallelujah. He had authority. He had everything that he wanted to. He can even condemn the Jezebel. But you know what? He didn't utter a word unless a word was released from God. Hallelujah. So you and I need to really wait and listen and obey to what God says. Today, so many people do things that are according to their own wish, according to their own desire, and they at the end say, oh brother, it's God's will. Whatever I do, it's God's will. God's will cannot be defined by your circumstances. God's will cannot be defined by whatever you do. You cannot simply say, this is happening in my life and it is God's will. And there's so many people that I come across and they tell you, you know what to say. They do whatever they want and at the end they say it is God's will. Hallelujah. And you know what happens? The end is going to be a ruin. At the end, it is going to be a complete destruction. And they're going to say, Oh, why has this happened in my life? Why is this going wrong in my life? Because he is led by circumstances. He is not led by God. He is not led by God's thoughts. Hallelujah. Friend, if you're a pilgrim for the Lord today, you need to obey the call of God. The call of God is the whole scripture in your life. The call of God is the word of God in your life. Every single word that you go through and every single word that the Holy Spirit leads you, you know, why has the Holy Ghost come? The Holy Ghost has come into our lives to manifest the word of God in our lives. The Holy Ghost has come into our lives just to manifest the word of God into the world. Hallelujah. That is the reason the Holy Spirit is alive today. The Holy Spirit brings the word into reality, my friend. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and if you're just led by your emotions, if you're led by your thoughts, you will never ever be able to walk as a true Christian pilgrim because you are not obedient to the call of God. Hallelujah. Today, if you are really obedient to the call of God, you will surely press on by listening to the voice of the one that is calling you in the wilderness. The Bible says, he that hath hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We see what happened to the life of Saul. Saul was made a king. Before Saul became a king, the Lord called him. He was a Benjaminite. Last week I was telling you all, he was a Benjaminite. He belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. You know what happened when he was called? He said, Lord, I'm the cheapest, I'm the smallest, I'm unworthy. You know, he was confessing the faith of the body. He was just confessing the faith what he has confessed before was. Before he came to Christ, before the Lord broke him, before the Lord tried him. The moment God broke him, the moment God tried him, what did Saul do? He didn't like it. He didn't like the Lord to break him. So what did Saul do? He did what he wanted to do. He didn't obey the call. He did what the priest should do. He did what Samuel should do. Saul did. Before he made the Lord's anger to go down, he did a sacrifice before the Lord. What happened? At the end, it was completely a destruction. Today, are you truly led by the Lord, my friend? Today, are you truly led by the Holy Spirit, or are you led by your emotions? Today, are you led by the? Are you able to really be obedient to the call of God? Are you able to listen to the call of God? Hallelujah! What are you listening to? Whom are you looking to? Whom are you speaking to? Oh, are you being obedient to your emotions? Are you being obedient to your thoughts? Are you focused on whatever is happening around? Are you focused on your bodily training? Well, you and I need to get focused on something great. The Bible clearly tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 15, don't you know that you're the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Hallelujah. So if you're a true pilgrim, if you're really walking into the holy land, or if you're going to the place where you want to, where you're focused before God, you will surely obey the call of God. You will never turn back. No matter what it takes, you will have an implicit obedience. I heard of a mother that tell her son, she got angry with her son. She told her son, go jump into the well. You know what the son did? She loved his mother so much. He was so implicit to that mother that he even went and jumped into the well. Well, that is worldly and that's wrong. But today, you and I need to blindly obey the Lord, whatever he says. Because God's word is true and God's word will never change. God's word will never change. Hallelujah. You and I have to obey the call of God. And you and I have to press on and be obedient what the Lord is telling you. Hallelujah. Today you call yourself to be pilgrim. And if you're not obeying anything, here is a man coming before the Lord. Lord, I'm following all the Ten Commandments. Lord, I'm following the Ten Commandments that you have given. But Jesus said, you still lack something. The moment Jesus took out something, the moment Jesus started speaking to him something, you know what happened? He just turned away because he did not want to obey the Lord. When the Lord said, you still lack something, when the Lord pinpointed a mistake in his life, he wanted to turn away. He didn't want to look to the Lord. Hallelujah, this is what is happening. There are situations in our lives. So we are called Christians, we are obeying the Lord, we are believing the Lord, we are following the Lord, but still, we are still lacking something, that is disobedience. We are disobeying the Lord. We are not really being obedient to the call of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. What a great blessing it is to serve the Lord. If you are a pilgrim for Jesus today, my friend, if you're a Christian pilgrim for the Lord, number one, you need to obey the call of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You might be thinking that you're obeying the Lord in everything. You might be thinking that you're doing everything according to the will of God. But no, my friend, you're falling in some or the other way. You're going out of track in some or the other way. You're not realizing, but you're just thinking you're led. But then you're realizing, why is this not happening? Because you didn't hear from the Lord. You didn't hear from the Lord and you didn't obey what the Lord was saying. Hallelujah. So today you and I need to realize, if you and I are called to be a true pilgrim, a Christian pilgrim for the Lord Jesus Christ, like Abraham did, you and I have to implicitly obey the Lord. Abraham didn't have further discussion. Abraham didn't say, why Lord, why should I do this? Why Lord, why should I do this? He didn't say that. He said, Lord, you said it and I do it. You said it and I do it. He didn't turn back. Hallelujah. The Lord said, oh, I'm going to save Lot and his wife and his family to come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. They came out, but Lot's wife still was focused on Sodom and Gomorrah. Glory to Jesus. When she turned back, when she disobeyed what the Lord said, what happened? She became the pillar of salt. So many things are happening in our lives today like that. Yesterday I had happened to be in a meeting. In that meeting, I happened to be on a terrace. It was an open meeting. Lots of people that do not know the Lord were hearing to the word. I said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never be put to shame. I said, hallelujah. It is because Jesus is the only Lord that you can convey everything to. Hallelujah. Because if you believe in him and if you be obedient to his call, you will surely flourish in your life. You will surely be a true pilgrim. And who makes you obey the Lord? And obedience also does not come with your own strength. Even that comes by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you go on with your flesh, you can never obey the Lord. If you go on with your emotions, you can never obey the Lord. Only the Holy Spirit gives you strength to obey the Lord. Only the Holy Spirit manifests the word in your life that you will be able to. Amen. Nothing belongs to you. From the faith that you have to the clothes that you wear, everything belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, the characteristic of a true pilgrim must be. Number two, let's read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 9. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 9. Just after the verse 8. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and verse 9. By faith he sojourned the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, the second characteristic of a true pilgrim or a true Christian pilgrim is he is never settled down in a permanent place. He is never settled down in a permanent place. He will keep traveling until he reaches the destiny. Hallelujah. Until he reaches the destiny. Hallelujah. Today, so many of them getting settled down in a permanent place, get stopped in a permanent place. Hallelujah. What's happening with them? What is the reason that they're getting settled down? I cannot walk this walk of faith, my brother, anymore. It is really tough to walk the walk of cross. It is really tough to take up the cross and follow Jesus. I'm going to sit here anymore. I'm not going to go further. Lord, I ask of you, just leave me here. And I don't want to walk further because I feel this walk is tough for me. I feel that I cannot walk anymore. I feel I have bruise under my feet. I feel this walk is going to kill me. Today, so many of them are not able to stand with a hope in the Lord. Jesus gave you a hope. He said, I am going to return surely one day. The one that is promised that he will return will surely return, my friend. Oh, I am going, but I will surely come back to take you to the place where I'm going to stay. And you and I will be in the same place. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. So he has called you with a purpose. He has called you not to just settle down in one place. He has called you, no matter what it takes, walk. You know what Apostle Paul said? I have finished the race. Are you able to say that? Are you able to walk, go in such a way that you're going to finish the race, or you're going to settle down in somewhere in between and say, I cannot walk this walk. I cannot go forward. A true pilgrim never settles in one place. A true pilgrim never settles down anywhere, telling that I cannot walk. A pilgrim keeps walking no matter what it takes. Many times in our lives, we see lots and lots of troubles that we are facing. We see lots and lots of temptations that are coming across in our lives. We see the enemy is trying to attack us. We see the enemy is trying to attack us. So many people get away from the body of Christ. They say, I'm no more going to come to this body. I'm not seeing any manifestations. I'm not seeing the Lord is working. You know, once David said the same. Lord, however I pray, the prayer is still coming back to my own bosom. That's what David said. So today, so many, are you feeling like that, that Lord, you're not able to see manifestations? And that is the reason you're leaving the body of Christ and you don't want to stay anymore in the body of Christ. You feel you want to get settled down somewhere. Hallelujah. Friend, God is testing your patience. God is really looking. Are you really a true pilgrim that will keep walking no matter what it takes? Will you be a true pilgrim that will be like Jacob in the wilderness? Lord, are you going to bless me or not? If you're not going to bless me, I'm not going to leave this place tonight. Hallelujah. Unless and until you're going to bless me, I'm not going to leave this place. That is a firm a pilgrim will be. Pilgrim will never be settled. He will just travel no matter what it takes. He will just go into the extent. The heavens will be open and the fire of the Lord will come down. And the anointing will just start showering. And the Holy Spirit will start filling and the Lord will start speaking. What a great joy. Hallelujah. Are you getting settled somewhere? Are you feeling this message is hard for you that you can no more take it? Are you still becoming an immature baby that you still want the milk and not the meat of the word? Is that making you sit down? A true pilgrim will never get settled. He will keep traveling no matter what it takes. He will keep traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling until he reaches his destiny. Today, are you able to say, I've fought a good fight and I've finished the race? Are you able to say these words of faith? You still don't have that. You're still not able to say that. Still, you're not able to utter that because some or the other way, you're going away. Many times you backslid. You just go away and come back. Go away and come back. How long are you going to go away and come back? Go away and come back. How long are you going to do this? Friend, suddenly the Lord will come. The Bible says he will therefore come like a thief in the night. If you go away and come back, will you be taken? Will you be like a matured baby that is coming out of the womb of the church that Satan will not devour? Will you be a baby that will just be in the rapture of the Lord? Or you will just stay in the womb of the church and the church will go into the wilderness? Where are you going to be? Are you going to remain as an immature baby? Satan is waiting outside the church, roaming that him whom he may devour. He's waiting like a roaring lion. That's what the Bible says. If you're going to get settled somewhere, Satan is waiting with his baits outside the church to play a prank around with your life. You and I need to understand, no matter what it takes, we are not going to settle down, but we still got to press on. We got to press on and on till we reach our destiny, till we reach our place where we have to reach. Hallelujah. What a great privilege that God has given us. What a great opportunity that God has given us, my friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. So a true pilgrim will never settle down. Hallelujah. Number three, let's read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. This is what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The third characteristics of a true Christian pilgrim is he will look for the eternal city. He will look for an eternal city. Hallelujah. He will never look onto the things that are on earth. Do you know whatever you see on earth, whatever you call beautiful on earth, whatever you call wonderful on earth, Everything on earth is a shadow of heaven. If the shadow itself sounds to be so beautiful and so wonderful to your eyes, how great and wonderful is the heaven going to be? How great and wonderful is the real place going to be if the shadow sounds to be wonderful for you? A man standing near the seashore and is telling, "Oh man, what a beautiful seashore. I wish I had a house near this seashore." He doesn't realize all this is the shadow of the heaven. Hallelujah. Last week I was telling, whatever is going to be the least on earth is going to be greater in heaven. Whatever is going to be greater on earth is going to be least in heaven. The gold that we wear, that we use, is going to be the roads in heaven. Hallelujah. We need to realize, here is a pilgrim that is looking for an eternal city. And I, if you and I are true pilgrims, we will not look for a city that we are going to go. So I live in a village, suddenly I'm telling you, I'm going to the city of Chennai, or I'm going to the city of the United Kingdom, or I'm going to this place, that place. Well, no matter, if God wants me to or wants to take me somewhere, He would take me. But I am not worried about these worldly cities. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not worried about the city that is in the world. I'm not worried about the city with lots of fantasy and heretic things that are going on around. Oh, lots of things that are just like, you know, telling me, oh, this is so wonderful. That is so beautiful. That is going to make you this. This is going to make you that. I'm not going to be worried about that. Because I'm looking for an eternal city. I'm looking for an eternal city. And you know who is the maker of that city? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the maker of that city. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and you will be with me where I am. Hallelujah. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and you shall be with me where I am, and you will fellowship with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Friends, it has taken only 7 days to create the whole universe. How much more wonderful and beautiful is the heaven that is creating going to be? How much more beautiful and wonderful is the heaven that is preparing is going to be? Because it has been 2,000 years that Jesus left us and He went, He's preparing. Oh, in 7 days He was able to make such beautiful earth. How much more is going to be this eternal city that is preparing for you and for me? Are you really looking for heaven? Are you looking for the hope of heaven? Or are you looking just into the world? Where are you looking? Do you want the city around where you live? Do you want to visit that city? Do you want to visit this city? Or really, do you want to visit the heavenly city? Friends, I don't know how many of you realize the kingdom of God is very, very near. The Lord is coming very close and is very near. Are you really drawing to Jesus? Are you really drawing to Him? Lord, I need You. I want to see that city, Father. I want to be in that rapture, Lord. I want to see the body of Christ being raptured. I want to see the saints being raptured, Lord. I want to be in that rapture. I want the joy, Father. I want to be in Your bosom and shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The angels are shouting up, our Father, every moment. And I want to shout like that, Lord. Are you really having the desire? Here is a pilgrim that is not looking for something that is on the earth. Something that sounds to be a great city, something that sounds to be a beautiful city, He is not looking for that on earth. He is looking for an eternal city. Eternal city, and the maker of the city is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, Jesus is preparing a place for you. Jesus is preparing a place for me. And you know, the place where everything that is greater on earth is going to be stamped on earth. Stamped there. Hallelujah. So the third characteristic of a true pilgrim is, he will never, ever look for cities on earth, but he will look for an eternal city, and the city of God. Characteristic number 4, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. The first part of verse 13. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. The first part of verse 13. Hebrews 11, 13. I'm reading it for you. The first part. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Hallelujah. The fourth characteristic of a true pilgrim is, a true pilgrim will always have a telescopic vision. A true pilgrim will always have a telescopic vision. He will look from far off. Hallelujah. Today, where are we looking? The Bible says, they looked unto Him and were lightened, and the faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. David says, oh, I lift up my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Where are we looking? The Bible says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Some trust and boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. A true pilgrim will have a telescopic vision. You know what is this telescopic vision? The Holy Spirit will make their eyes open to see the higher things. The Holy Spirit will make you see the heaven before you inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You will see heaven before you go to earth. Before you reach heaven, you're going to see heaven on earth. Hallelujah. You know why? The Holy Spirit is going to open and it's going to make you, you'll be so desperate to go into heaven. You will have the telescopic vision that you will be able to see from far off. Amen. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Hallelujah. So many people, you might say, oh, is Abraham going to inherit the kingdom of God? Oh, is Elijah going to inherit the kingdom of God? Is Moses going to inherit the kingdom of God? Well, these saints died in faith. They have seen things, you know, from afar off. They had a telescopic vision. Are you really having a telescopic vision? You see, today in the world, science tells us there are lots of scanners. There are lots of things. If you have something wrong with your leg or your bone is broken, there's a scanner that can see through what's happening around your leg and tell you whether your leg is fractured or so on. So today, my friend, today even in the Word of God, you and I need to realize, you know, God is going to give you a telescopic vision that you can see through, that you can really look through. Hallelujah. Look through from a far place, a telescopic vision. Though heaven sounds to be far, but those who is a true pilgrim, it will always look near. It will never look far for him. He will think, yes, I'm near heaven. I'm going to be very near to heaven because, you know, the heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. A true characteristic of a pilgrim, a true pilgrim is, he will have a telescopic vision that he will be able to see the far things very near. He will never be tired and thinking, oh man, when am I going to reach this heaven? He will wait no matter what happens. Even if the bride doesn't come, he will still have the hope because Jesus said, you know the way where I'm going. Hallelujah. Because you know the way where I'm going. You know the place where I'm going to. Hallelujah. Today you and I know the way where Jesus is going. Jesus has gone, friend. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit reveals all things. The Bible clearly tells us the Holy Spirit will take you deep and reveal the deepest things. Jesus said, I want to share so many things with you. I want to tell you so many things, but I am not able to you. But I'll tell you, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal all things to you. Oh, he will reveal all things completely to you and everything will come transparent to you. My friend, are you really having the telescopic vision? I don't know how many of you are able to see that heaven. Oh, how many of you are really telling, Lord, thank you. I'm able to see that heaven before I reach there, oh Lord. I'm having the telescopic vision, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that you've given me that is I'm able to see through everything. Friend, have you heard about this saint called Brother William Maureen Brenham? The Lord has anointed that saint Brenham to see through the diseases of the people. If a man or a woman just comes to him, he used to be able to see through. When a sister comes to him, he used to tell her, sister, you have a problem with your kidneys. How does he know that? The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Spirit, my friend, the Holy Spirit makes you to see through whatever you want to see through. He gives you a telescopic vision that you will be able to see the far things. Are you able to sense the Spirit? You're calling yourself to be commissioned. Where is the confirmation? The confirmation will be in works. Hallelujah. A true pilgrim will have, fourthly, a telescopic vision. He will not be blind. He will not say, oh Lord, when are you not coming? He will not say, oh, the Lord is not going to come. He will not question the Lord. He will not talk about the Lord like that. But he will just be able to see through. Hallelujah. He will see from far off because he died in faith. Glory be to God. He died in faith in the Son of God. He's crucified and he's going to be glorified one day. Hallelujah. That's what Paul says. Now the life that I live by the love that the Son of God has given me. Glory be to God. Glory Jesus. Fifthly, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13, again the same verse. The fifth character of a true pilgrim, or a fifth character of a Christian pilgrim, is this. In the same verse, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13, the rest part of the verse. And were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they are strangers and pilgrims on earth. Hallelujah. A true pilgrim acknowledged by their faith. How can a true pilgrim be acknowledged? A true pilgrim will be acknowledged by his faith. So today so many call themselves to be pilgrims for the Lord. We still see the flesh is working in their lives. We still see the flesh is working in their lives. But here it is, the Bible says, a true pilgrim will be acknowledged by faith, by his faith. Are you really having the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you really having the faith that the Lord wants you to have? You know, the faith is also manifested by the Holy Spirit of God. And the faith does not belong to you. Faith does not just come by your own thoughts and your own wish. The Holy Spirit gives us the faith. Hallelujah. So we can acknowledge them by their faith. Today, I'm sick. You know, I so many times feel very bad before the Lord. When I was sick, I was admitted in the hospital. I was asking the Lord, Lord, where is my faith? I can see so many saints having faith in you. They're standing no matter what it takes. They're still able to be standing with faith. They're still able to stand in faith. They're still able to stand in faith and say, oh, they're still waiting. They're trying to test out their faith, Lord. But whereas I have to take medicine to get healed. Whereas I have to go behind medicines. I'm so sorry, Lord. Where is my faith? A true pilgrim will be acknowledged by faith. Are you going after medicines and doctors when you're sick? Or are you really trying to test your faith? Hallelujah. A true pilgrim, no matter what it takes, he will stand on faith till the end. Faith without fireworks is dead, my friend. Without faith, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:8, without faith it's impossible to please the Lord. Without faith it's impossible to bless the name of the Lord. A true pilgrim will always be acknowledged by faith. The characteristic of a true pilgrim is being acknowledged by faith. He will always, no matter what it takes, he will stand by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Glory be to God. He will have that blind faith in the Lord. He will have the faith as faith that can move mountains. He will have the faith that just simply doesn't go away like that. But he will have a faith that stands still and works wonders. You know, a woman comes to Jesus and tells, Lord, my daughter has been sick for many years. And God literally calls her a dog. He tells her, it is not good to take the crumbs that belong to the children and throw it to dogs. You know what she said? Even the dogs see the crumbs fallen from the master's table. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Even the dogs see the crumbs fallen from the master's table. And Jesus said, great is your faith, you woman. Hallelujah. Look at the faith of that woman. Are you really having the faith in the Lord today? Are you really having the faith in the Lord today? You call yourself to be a pilgrim and you're walking. Are you really having the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today? And are you able to continue in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today? Where is your faith? Where are you walking today? Where are you standing today? I'm questioning my own self. Where are you standing today? When you're in vigorous temptations and troubles, are you really able to stand in faith that God is going to really move and do greater works? Are you really going to stand and say, Lord, you're going to manifest your wonderful work in my life, that I'm going to see the manifestations of my faith? Are you able to see the fruit of your faith? The Lord is asking you today, where is your faith? Today the Lord is asking you, where is your faith? Where are you standing? That is what was asked to the disciples. When the storm came, they said, oh Lord, we are dying. You want us to be drowned into the sea? That's what they said. And Jesus said, where is your faith? Jesus said, where is your faith? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. My brother, my sister, you and I need to understand. You and I need to acknowledge, are we really having the faith in the Lord? A true pilgrim will be acknowledged by his faith. No matter what it takes, he will have the faith in the Lord. He will never have an steadfast faith. He will not be broken in his faith. He will still look unto the author and the finisher of a faith, no matter what it takes, no matter how tough it takes. Hallelujah. So that is the fifth characteristic of a true pilgrim. Sixth characteristic of a true pilgrim. Let's see. Let's read. Hebrews 11 and verse 15. The book of Hebrews 11 and verse 15. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11 and verse 15. This is what it says. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country whence they came out, they will be mindful they had an opportunity that they have returned. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have been returned. Hallelujah. The sixth characteristic of a true pilgrim is a true pilgrim will never look back. A true pilgrim will never be turned back. Hallelujah. If you turn back, you will lack bright future. Looking back gives you light, lacks you bright future. Hallelujah. If I take up the cross and follow Jesus, I shouldn't look back because the world is behind me and the cross is before me. Hallelujah. You know that wonderful song which says, the world behind me and the cross is before me. Hallelujah. Today, in this walk of faith, and if you are called to be a true pilgrim of Christ, you will never look back. You will never ever look back, no matter what it happens, because the world is behind you. The world will always, you know, the world, what the world wants to do is, the world wants to attract you. The world wants to show you its seductions. The world wants to drag you into it. The world does not love you to be with the Lord. The world does not want you to stay with the Lord. The world does not want you to cling to the Lord. The world wants you to be far from the Lord in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Even the greatest of prophets. You know, Balaam the prophet was anointed by the Lord. What happened? What happened to Balaam the prophet? Balaam had a desire for lust in his life. Balaam had a desire that, you know, Balak was going to give him some jewels and some silver and some gold. He was waiting for Balak to give him something. So when he had a desire for the world, you know what happened? Balaam the son of Beor died with a sword. That's what the Bible says. Balaam the son of Beor died with a sword. Amen. Today, am I really having the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. That's great. Yes, absolutely. He that puts his hand on the plow should never look back. We all know the story of Peter. What happened to him? When he was looking to Jesus, he was able to walk safely on the water. The moment his eyes turned from the Lord and looked to the sea and the waves, what happened? He began to drown. Today, you're commissioned, you say, and you have taken the plow. And if you put your hands on the plow and you're going to look back, what is going to happen? Looking back is going to lack your bright future, my friend. If you're a true pilgrim in the Lord, you will never look back. You have an opportunity. The world always tells you, oh, come on, man, look back. Look back, man, look back. That's what the world says. The moment you look back, friend, you're going to be drowned. The Lord does not want you to be looking back. The Lord wants you to look up. Glory be to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Where are you looking, my friend, today? Are you looking back? Are you looking to the world? Is the world dragging you? Is the world attracting you? The Lord is giving you His Holy Spirit to overcome the attacks of the world. The Lord is giving you His Spirit to look and focus completely on the cross and not behind. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Seventhly and finally, glory be to God. Hebrews 11 and verse 16. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 16. The seventh characteristic of a true Christian pilgrim. But now they desire better country and heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for they have prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. The final character, or the seventh character of a true pilgrim, my friend, is a true pilgrim always longs for a better land. He always longs for a better land. Hallelujah. You may not be in a better situation today. You may not be in a better place where you're living today. You might be in a place where the enemy is 24/7 trying to attack you. You might be in a place where the enemy is trying to put you down and cause all diseases on you and make you sick and make you completely destroyed, because the enemy never likes anybody to follow the Lord. Because the enemy never likes anybody to be embracing the true doctrine. The message of the cross is being foolishness to many. Hallelujah. This is the time the Lord wants you to know. The Lord wants you to understand that if you're a true pilgrim, you will always seek for a better land. You will always look for a better land. Lord, I want a better life. I want a better land, a land where I can praise you, a land where I can honor you, a land where I can glorify your name, a land where I can shout and say 24/7, I can wear only praise you and you alone. Today you and I are created. Which land are you dwelling, my friend? Which fellowship are you dwelling with? Are you dwelling amidst of the saints that lead you astray? Are you dwelling amidst of those people that teach you false doctrine? Or are you in the midst of the people that are telling that they are commissioned and but they teach things that are detestable to the sight of the Lord? Are you dwelling where the Holy Spirit is leading? Are you dwelling where the people are led by the Spirit of God? Where you can see the confirmation of the commission that the Lord has given? Where you can see healing? Where you can see the demons casted out? Where you can see the Holy Spirit being manifested? And where you can see, oh, God is a Spirit, those who worship Him must worship Him in truth and spirit. Where are you today? Where are you standing? Which body do you belong to? Do you belong to the body of Christ? Do you belong to the body of Christ, or you belong to the body of man that are led by man's intellect and man's thoughts, man's leadership, and not of God? There's so many places, so many sad bodies we can see. Much of entertainment without enlightenment. Much of man's ideas without God's ideas. Much of man's thoughts without God's thoughts. Amen. You and I need to understand that we all need to be completely in the Lord. We all need to be completely living for the Lord. We all need to be completely living in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is calling us today to a place where we seek for better things. Better things, a better land. And the better land is nowhere. Only the better land will come into your life once you reach heaven. And on earth, the better land is always open. It's the message of the cross and the deeper life. Amen. So, my dear friend, if you're a true pilgrim, commissioned by the Lord to be a true pilgrim, number one, a true pilgrim will obey the call of the Lord. And number two, a true pilgrim will never get settled down in a particular place. Number three, a true pilgrim looked for an eternal city. A true pilgrim, number four, has a telescopic vision he can see through. Number five, a true pilgrim will always be longing for a will always acknowledge their faith, and a true pilgrim will never turn back, a true pilgrim of the Lord will long for a better land. Amen. May the Lord bless this word amidst of us. May the Lord lift you all. May the Lord deliver you all and make you the true pilgrims of Christ. Friends, you and I need to be a true pilgrim. And these are the characteristics of true pilgrims. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed. Where are you standing today? Where are you? Are you really obeying the call of God today? Are you continuing without getting settled down in between this faith, walk of faith? Are you really looking for the eternal city? Are you having the telescopic vision where you are able to see through? Are you able to be acknowledged by your faith? Are you really never looking back? Are you longing for a better land? Where are you today, my friend? May the Lord bless this word. May the Lord make you be a true pilgrim for Him. May the Holy Spirit of God crucify you every day, that Christ will be glorified, so that you will keep this walk of faith and be a pilgrim for Christ. May God bless these words. Amen.